This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is in a familiar spot, calmly explaining President Donald Trump to a nation on edge. With the president hospitalized with coronavirus, Mr. Trump's loyal number two will be the public face of an administration and campaign just weeks to go before the election. During Wednesday's vice presidential debate, Pence will be asked to explain the president's health as well as the flurry of confusing White House accounts of his well-being. Meanwhile, President Trump's doctors say he could be discharged from the hospital as early as Monday. Nine ballots discarded in Pennsylvania. A mail carrier who altered a handful of affidavit ballot applications, people being sent double ballots. In the run-up to Election Day, President Trump is seizing on small, potentially routine voting issues to suggest the election is rigged. Although there isn't any specific evidence that there is a widespread voter fraud, as the president has suggested. Nevertheless, his comments have been amplified by his campaign supporters and allies, including Attorney General William Barr, adding heft to the claims. With a shift to the conservative pending, the Supreme Court is opening a new term. Eight justices are getting back to work on Monday, less than a month before the presidential election. After their colleague Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died last month, the Senate could confirm President Donald Trump's nominee for Ginsburg's seat, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, before Election Day. They're also working in the midst of a pandemic that has forced the court to meet by telephone. And again, just capping our top story, President Trump actually went out of his hospital room and took a drive to show support for his supporters. This is VOA News.